rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is your way and your truth and your life. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, at the beginning of every NFL game that's on television anyway, there's always this introduction thing that's going on. The starters of each team introduce themselves, they say their name, and then they say the name of the university or college where they graduated from. I'm still not sure why they have to mention their university or college. Why is that important? After all, they've made it to the professional league. They're professionals. Does the university or college really matter? But then, there are those graduates from the Ohio State University. They introduce themselves differently, don't they? You've heard it before. Ezekiel Elliott, the Ohio State University. Braxton Miller, the Ohio State University. Ted Ginn, the Ohio State University. Why do they emphasize the word the by saying the? What's their point? Now, I must apologize to our Purdue and Indiana fans and even some of those who support that team up north. You probably have already realized that these graduates of The Ohio State University, what they're doing is that they're bragging. They're bragging about being Buckeyes. The Ohio State University, the best university in the land. The one and the only, the one and only university. All others just don't measure up, since they are not the Ohio State University. The word the isn't really all that significant, though, is it? Even though it's really emphasized by them. They are just trying to make a point. And even though they're trying to make a point, since they too are sinful human beings, they could be wrong. Now, I don't want to offend our Buckeye fans, but for the last couple of years, they haven't been the best in football or basketball. We just have to admit it. Yet today, Jesus is making a point, and his point hinges on the word the or the. What makes it so special is that it is spoken by the man who isn't bragging. It's not out of vainglory or ego or false pride. No, what Jesus is saying is the truth, for he's never wrong. Jesus clearly tells his disciples there in the upper room, and he's clearly telling us here today at Shum, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. In other words, Jesus is the everything for you. Jesus is your all in all, and there is no other. Jesus has words for his disciples and for each and every one of us this morning about your trust in God and your trust in Him. The words are very, very simple: the way, the truth, the life. And yet they are very, very deep. And my friend, they are very, very valuable for you. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the way. So let's talk about the way. Now that warm weather has finally arrived, thanks be to God for the rains, but he can now hold off for a while, please, Lord. to allow our farmers to get into the fields to plant the seed. Well, with all these rains and now the sun shining, we know that the leaves will be greening and the rich color of flowers will be popping forth as the flowers bloom or continue to bloom. But also there's that pleasant sight, yes, that very pleasant sight of orange construction cones going up everywhere. These orange construction cones remind us that sometimes in life we are forced to take detours. They remind us also that there are a number of ways to get to where we're going. Yet, my friend, there is only one way to heaven. Many others have tried the detours. Many others have tried another way to heaven, and they have never worked, and they will never, ever work. Jesus is the way. He is the only way to the Father. He is the only way to the Promised Land. I pray this morning that it's obvious to all of us that if you attempt to make your way to heaven by trying to pave your own road, well, it should be obvious to us that paved road will surely turn to mud, and we will sink in the muck and mire of our own self-righteousness. If we are so perfect, we could pave our way to heaven, but we can't. Whatever we pave in this life all on our own, the foundation is sin. Sin leads you, and it leads me, to attempt to do things our own way. But we aren't the way. No man is the way except the God-man, Jesus Christ. Jesus, and only Jesus, has done what is necessary, dear one, to take away all of your sin. It is He who took your sin to His cross. There is no other. There is no other religious leader in the whole world. There is no other God, if you will, who is willing to do what Jesus did. Name one. Name Him for me. You can't, because there's only Jesus. He's the only way. You see, you trust and believe in Him because you do believe that what He has done here at the cross, He has done for you. And therefore, what He says today, not only to His disciples there in the upper room, but to you here at Shum, what He says is the truth. For when Jesus speaks, it's always the truth. He says, as you heard last week, that He is the good shepherd, that He is the door, the very narrow door, the very narrow path into His Father's kingdom. Yes, there's many other ways, but those ways don't lead us to heaven. They lead you to eternal condemnation, to hell. Thus, from the gospel which you have heard this morning, the message convinces you. It convinces you that Jesus is not only the way, but He is the truth. And this may be the toughest of the three. It may be the toughest of the three for you to live by, because the world wants to convince you that there is no truth, or that the truth that you can believe in is your truth. And no one has the right to say anything else to you, that it's their truth or your truth. Whatever you want to believe is what you can believe. That's your truth. Yet Jesus says that He is the truth. Therefore, since Jesus is the truth, there is no truth without Jesus. Everything, dear one, everything that is correct and true must fit with everything that Jesus has done and taught and said. Outside of His word, there is no truth. And when you stop and think about it, when you truly stop and contemplate about what is written in His word and what He has done for you, and continues to do for you as he is present today to feed you his body and blood, it's amazing. It's truly amazing of some of the things that you believe to be the truth. For instance, that Jesus is God and that the Father is in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father. That when you see Jesus, you see the Father. Yet they are somehow they aren't the same person, but distinct and unique. One God, three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. A true mystery that no man can explain to you, even this pastor. For I myself don't truly understand the Holy Trinity, and no man can ever understand this side of heaven. And at the same time, as we have just confessed, the Holy Spirit is also God, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. We believe this. We can't always understand it, but we believe it in faith. Jesus is God, it's the truth. And yet, he's also a human being, just like you and me. Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood at the same time, he is God. Even though Jesus is fully God, he died. Even though Jesus is fully man, he rose on the third day. He is risen. You're with me. Thanks be to God. Yes, you see, dead men aren't supposed to rise from the dead. But if you go to Jesus' tomb, there's no body. Because the tomb, dear one, is empty. And it will always be empty. But you go to these other gods, these other great religious figures, you go to their tomb and watch there. Their bones. They are dead, dead, dead. Because they're not God. And that's the truth. And my friend, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Countless miracles and unimaginable events from God's holy word. We accept as the truth because you have faith. Faith given to you when you were baptized. All the work of God. God came to you. He found you. He saved you. He has given you faith. To believe the Word, to believe the one who is the Word, to believe the truth. And therefore, this makes Jesus the life. Can you imagine your life without Jesus? Can you imagine what kind of existence you would live without Jesus? On the other hand, without Jesus, you would have Sunday morning free to do whatever you wanted. Me, myself, and I. Eat, drink, and be merry, and have fun. And then you die. And then what? Where would you turn? Who would you turn to in those times of turmoil and sickness and death? You wouldn't have anyone to turn to without Jesus. The only person you could turn to would be yourself. And then you'd realize, yes, you'd realize that turning to yourself, there's no answer here. There's no hope here. There's no way. There's no truth. There's no spiritual life here in self. Remove Jesus, dear one. And all that is left is despair, destruction, and death. Jesus is your life. And he is your life today and always. Thanks be to Jesus. You see, with Jesus there is life. And today you will be receiving the confirmation, the blessed assurance that he is present here to reassure you, to feed you that pure spiritual milk of his body and blood to strengthen that faith so that you will believe that he is the way, truth, and life. And as you receive his body and blood, he lives in you as you live in him. just as he lives in the Father and the Father lives in him. You see, Jesus is your Savior. He is the one present today to feed you body and blood. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. And none of us can come to the Father except through him. And that's why he's here today, to reassure you that when you believe these words, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, when you believe these words, you are his. You are his child. He has died for you. He has risen for you. He loves you, oh, so much that he's coming back for you. Your king will return. And when your king returns for you, you will live in his kingdom forever and ever and ever. So now in closing, do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled by anything in this life. Remember what God has said. These 10 words of Jesus, they confirm everything for you, dear one. They confirm everything that you know about him, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He is your God and your Savior. Thanks be to Jesus. He is risen. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.